Jocelyn Evans co-authored the book Congressional Communication in the Digital Age with Jessica Hayden, who was a research assistant to Evans while at UWF. Evans previously authored a book on the effect that terrorism had on Washington, D.C. culture. She focused on the impact of 9/11 and the subsequent anthrax attacks in 2001. After Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in 2011 while holding a town hall-style meeting in front of a grocery store, Evans and Hayden wondered whether the shooting would affect the way members of Congress would communicate with the public.
At the moment of that shooting, I started to become very concerned over the degree of access that constituents could expect to have to their members of Congress. I was afraid that members would stop holding town hall meetings in public. I was afraid that they may be more wary of letting constituents into their offices in D.C.
Evans and Hayden's research for the book included interviews with members of Congress and their communication coordinators. They also reviewed the websites from each member of Congress to see how accessible they are to the public. Some of these websites create barriers in how the public can contact a member of Congress. They allow comments only about pre-selected issues, have zip code filters that kick out messages from people who don't reside in their districts, and block similar content in incoming emails. Evans has given talks to advocacy groups and said that they don't often realize the extent to which the messages they are trying to send to members of Congress are being muted.
I think that they don't even realize the degree to which their efforts are not being heard. Mm-hmm. I think when I talk about web design and filters that end up really keeping their messages from ever getting to the office at all, when I talk about tele-town halls and how rosters are generated for those, how questions are filtered for those, I think they become even more jaded.
Many members of Congress use tele-town halls, which are essentially glorified conference calls that can accommodate thousands of listeners. However, those events too can be limiting, with a pre-selected roster of participants and confines on the questions that can be asked.
So there's some concern over the tele-town hall format that while, yes, you can open it up to thousands upon thousands of callers, there is still a filtering that goes on so that it's not unfiltered Q&A with members of Congress.
In 2009 and 10, public forums held by Democratic members of Congress were often contentious because of the debate over the passage of the Affordable Care Act. Republican lawmakers are now experiencing that same level of vitriol during public meetings they are holding regarding the debate whether to repeal that same law.
We have seen multiple movements, whether it's the Tea Party movement, the Occupy movement. All of it has built to a general tone of public dissatisfaction and anger and resentment to the point of being vitriolic. I think if we step back and think about the degree to which we value FaceTime with a member of Congress that's unfiltered, that's not heavily guarded, we should watch our discourse because it's only reasonable for them to retreat from that kind of environment.
While Evans said Matt Gaetz is one of the members of Congress who's holding more town halls in the face of the vitriolic atmosphere, most representatives aren't following suit.
What you're seeing in the numbers is fewer members are having town halls, but those who are having them are having more. I think only by some people demonstrating that you can have dialogue with your constituents, that's the only way that it's going to get any better.
For WUWF and the Center for Research in Economic Opportunity, I'm Richard Kahn.